before Jesus returns, there has to be a rising up of the body of Christ to demonstrate kingdom authority here in this earth. It's got to come. And so now I believe what is happening is that's why you see a flood of the Word of God going forth.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Bill Winston as they continue their teaching, Chosen of God. Learn how realizing who you are in Christ is a vital key to living a prosperous life.
This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Kenneth Copeland, and that's Bill Winston, and I want to get right into the Word, man. Praise God. Let's go back over there to the 82nd Psalm. We started into that yesterday, and I don't know, I interrupted or something. Anyway, we didn't get done there. I know what you wanted to do. So,
it says here that God standeth in the congregation of the mighty and judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Now, Satan became the god of this world, and really he got that title, if you will, a position, when Adam gave this thing over to him. Yeah. So now God is speaking to us as his under-rulers. Now he's asking, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? I don't go let this go on. Now that's because he has empowered us or given us an ability to really manage this earth, this real estate, and that the enemy has set up a kingdom, and that kingdom seems powerful, except when confronted by kingdom-minded citizens, meaning the people who are in the kingdom of God.
Now Bill, if I heard this right, what you just said, all this time, we've been waiting on God to do something about this, and all this time, he's been waiting on us to do something.
He's been waiting on us.
He's empowered us to do it.
To do it. And you know, this is something that religion didn't teach us, Brother Copeland.
Oh, Lord, they taught you just the opposite. That you can't do anything.
Right. I was teaching yesterday, and I was speaking on, again, something about royalty. And I said, you know, this whole idea of speaking to this mountain, it didn't say pray to God that he'll move this mountain.
No, it didn't.
Didn't say that. So for somebody to do that, they're violating the scriptures here. They're working outside of the laws of what God has set up in this earth. We're going to have to speak to that mountain and receive God's faith to speak to that mountain to be removed. So if there's a hindrance in our lives, there's a financial mountain in our lives, if there's a so forth, we're going to have to speak to it. Now, what we have to do is believe what we say is going to come to pass. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the parameters for kingdom-minded people, that before we were in the kingdom, we just kind of said, I don't know about other people, but I just kind of said anything. You know, my feet are killing me, praise God, I'm dying to go, you know, and so forth.
Tickle me to death.
But now we've come in here.
Now, I'll tell you, another one that's caught on in the body of Christ, and it's got to be stopped, Bill, is the reason I'm interrupting.
This has
to be stopped. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that. I just can't. Yeah. Can you believe that? Yes, I can believe it. I can believe anything I decide to believe.
Good. That's good.
And I decide to believe the Word of God. That's a spiritual choker.
It's a subtlety in the body of Christ. Yeah. And again, it keeps us from going forward. Because the body of Christ has got some work to do before Jesus comes.
Absolutely true.
So this is part of our assignment. Now, let's go further down here. Verse 3, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Defend the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All of the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, you are God's, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now, when we look at this earth in terms of our authority in this earth, the authority that we have was demonstrated by Jesus while he walked this earth. Then when he left this earth, he turned the authority over to the believer.
That's what he did.
Now, we've got the authority now. Now we have to exercise that authority to bring to pass what God has planned, which is heaven on earth. So we've got to exercise that. Thy kingdom, he never gave up on this earth. He never gave up on his plan for mankind in this earth. And in the end, everything's going to be renovated, and man's going to, and heaven's, the city's going to come down out of God, and so forth and so on. This earth is going to be inhabited. But the plan of God shall go forth. And before Jesus returns, there has to be a rising up of the body of Christ to demonstrate kingdom authority here in this earth. It's got to come. And so now I believe what is happening is that's why you see a flood of the word of God going forth, because God now is raising up and training up his people. And one way or the other, he's going to get his people into a place where they can demonstrate what the kingdom of God is really like.
We're closer to being there than we've ever been
before.
We are really close
to
being
there. Yes, indeed. This thing is really there. Now, so we talk about, you know, casting out devils and laying hands on sick. But also this is talking about the church being a distribution center for the world.
That's right.
Because just wealth just alone won't deliver people. What you've got to do is you've got to have wisdom with that. And that wisdom, the Bible says the wisdom of God is better than weapons of war even. And that wisdom has to come through with that. True enough, it takes money. But somebody's going to have to hear the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just saying now that I go to nations. And, you know, not only do these nations need the word of God, but, man, they need some food. They need some supplies and some provision. And they don't know how to do that. True enough, one of the things that we've got to do is teach them how to fish for themselves. But meantime, what's going to happen? I mean, there's an immediate need out here that these people have. And remember what Jesus said? He said, hey, when I was hungry, ain't nobody feed me. And when I was thirsty, when I was naked, nobody gave me clothes. When I was in prison, nobody came to see me. All of these are the responsibilities of those who have come from this kingdom to manage this earth. And it wasn't meant for all that money and resources to be in the hands of a wicked man. It's got to come over here, Brother Copeland. Mm-mm. It's got to come over here.
The pattern, I believe with all my heart. Of course, Jesus is, I mean, he is the pattern.
He's the pattern.
Because he came here and did it.
Yes,
he proved, he emptied himself of his divine privileges, and what he did through the written word and the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the blessing of Abraham. Mm-hmm. So, then, Bill, you know, they said, we don't have enough money to buy all these people food. And first thing, he started off by saying, you feed them. Mm-hmm. Sure did. They said, we ain't got money enough to buy all these. He said, bring me what you have. He's still putting it on them. Bring me what you have. They brought it to him. He blessed it. He released the blessing of Abraham on it. He broke it, but he gave it to them to distribute.
Correct.
Now, it multiplied supernaturally in their hands as they distributed
it. Yes, indeed.
Now, the blessing of Abraham was on it, and people said, well, Jesus fed the thousands. Yeah, that's true, because he's the boss. And it's still Jesus doing it. He's still the boss. The blessing is still on him at the right hand of the Father.
Yes,
but he is minister over ministers. He's high priest over priest. He is Lord over
lords.
Now, Bill, somebody's going to have to take up the slack here and get on with the program.
And I believe a lot of this, Brother Copeland, is because the church still has not had a clear picture of how God sees us and how we really
are.
Not
at all.
And if the image is wrong and a person doesn't see themselves the right way, then their behavior will be off because it will be an outpouring of that image, see? Yeah. And so if we can come back and get the right image in people, I believe it'll just translate automatically almost into a right behavior. Because we had known that we were chosen out of that, brought into here to be trained up and go back planted in that.
When you was a fighter pilot,
they didn't
tell you now, Captain Winston, I don't want you to take that airplane out of there today. Now, I don't want you to take my airplane out there and get it all shot up and get it all beat up. I want you to spend all day now, son, washing and polishing that F-4. Now, that's the finest fighter airplane in the world, and we want you to polish it. We want you to shine it. Don't take a thing out there and let somebody shoot at it. Call the president. He's the commander-in-chief. Let him handle them. No, that's what he sent you out there for. He equipped you, and he intended for you to take it in danger's way,
that's
too.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
That was a mission that I was on. And I think that the church has not had that mission and been mission-minded because all kinds of things come up and so forth. And that's why Jesus said over here, you know, and I'm not going to try to minimize this, but he said, let the dead bury the dead. Come on up.
Get on in here and do something about it.
He's got a priority.
If you spend enough time with him, he sends you out to raise the dead instead of burying them.
That is exactly right. Ooh, that's good, Brother Copeland. But see, this is what God is trying to get into us now. The priority of advancing the kingdom of God. It's a priority. And I think as we kind of shift ourselves around just a little bit more, people will see that. I think God is bringing up a generation now in church that catching hold to something here. And people getting excited again. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know it's so. We're seeing them every day.
I talked about people on Sunday. I said, listen, we're not coming in here just to check each other's outfit all and see what they're wearing and see who's got on what and what color the carpet is. We're not in that business anymore.
Uh-uh.
This is the training center.
That's what it is.
Now, you come in here, and we're going to get you built up in this word, and we're going to expect you to do something with it. I expect testimonies up here. Now, I'm telling them, I was kind of hard on them on Sunday. But, see, because we can't afford to waste any more time. No. There are people lying and dying out there. And this is what he said. Look what he said. He said, defend the poor and fatherless and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Now, this is the wicked. This is the people. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. Well, meanwhile, if the wicked have the wealth, they're going to do wicked stuff with it.
Well, certainly.
But that's because they're walking in darkness.
Yeah.
The natural mind cannot perceive the things of the Spirit of God. It's foolishness to them. So they're playing, many of them, right into the enemy's work to try to keep his thing undergirded there and so forth. Now, we're coming in. We're coming in with a brand new kingdom. But not only are we going to recover what was lost, but we're going to dismantle his system.
Yes, sir.
Take it down. We're not coming here to coexist with the kingdom of darkness. We're coming here to take it over.
Oh, man, that's powerful.
Praise God in heaven.
Forever. Yeah.
And something has to rise up inside of us, kind of a, if you will, a military thing, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we are the army of the Lord.
No.
We're not a civilian organization.
That's it.
Absolutely. We're soldiers.
On that, then, let's go over here to 2 Corinthians and look at chapter 5. And look what the Apostle Paul says, because what you just said, this is what Paul was indicating about the church. Now, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 first. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes.
Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Now he goes all the way down in verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to us the word of reconciliation.
Yes.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes, amen.
Now, I just look at this, and I'm saying, okay, I'm an ambassador. Now, who is an ambassador? He is a political appointee or government person who has been sent from one region to another to transact some business on behalf of his government. The only things that he can say in the negotiation is what his government says. Anything else is out of line, and that he has to stay under that. So the kingdom of God, as you spin it now, is not a place where you can vote. It is a place where there is a commander and a command.
Yes.
And that we are to follow that. And I believe that when people are transitioning into the kingdom of God, they must leave the democratic mindset at the door, meaning that if we're not voting, this is not a president to be voted in. This is a king that has been inherited a kingdom through birth. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing about you and I. I'm preaching that now, that we are, he is King of Kings. And the only way we got into royal family is we were born into it.
That's exactly.
We could not be elected or buy our way in or anything like that. You had to be born into it. Now, once we were, we got the same thing in us that he has in him. And he is the head and we're the body. He's calling the shots. He's the one that sent us. We didn't come in our name. We're coming into this foreign nation in his name. And whatsoever we ask in his name, he'll do it.
Praise God.
Powerful, Brother Copeland. This thing is in me now. This ambassadorship. Because again, there's an embassy here. And in that embassy, there's a ground on that embassy. And I seen it in Haiti. And his nice, beautiful white mansion, which was the U.S. Embassy, nice green grass around a wrought iron fence and so forth. But inside of there is considered U.S. soil.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So everywhere we go, every place the soles of our feet are tread upon, it is considered our government soil.
Yes, sir.
And we got, see, all that's got to be in our minds. Because without that, you can't even, the ambassador, if there's an attack on that embassy. That's an act of war. That could provoke a government to launch a war against this thing. I mean, that every government knows that attack on that embassy could provoke that other government to actually send troops into that place and do what needs to be done. Now, we are that embassy. We are that ambassador. We don't have to live at the level of the place where we just went into. We can live in that place like we was already in heaven.
Then you become an example.
Then you become
a source.
Oh, my Lord.
Then as your as the blessings expands through you,
mm-hmm.
The original intent of the blessing in the Garden of Eden was to expand that garden.
That's exactly
it was exactly
right.
The same process.
Exactly right. Now, I noticed in Haiti, all these Haitians lined up at the fence. And I stayed around the corner. I said, well, what are they lined up for? Well, they lined up to get visas to go to the United States. I said, well, they don't get visa, no. They just line up every day, hoping something miracle would happen that they can get.
Well, they could look in there and see.
Come on. Now.
That's what it must look like in the United States, because look here, that's United States property right there.
And they supposed to be lined up to get into the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Lined. If we were doing our job.
The nations will call you blessed. My goodness.
Oh,
This is what it should be like. Now, you remember a few weeks ago when that cyclone or hurricane hit and what do you call it? Myanmar. It used to be Burma.
Burma.
Burma was a very prosperous country, and then that military dictatorship took over and just run it into the ground and became deeply impoverished. Well, isn't that what happens when the devil takes over? Any place. I don't care whether it's your house or whether it's your business, whether it's the country, wherever it is. When the devil takes over, he runs it into poverty. Because that's all he's got. He can't do anything else with it. Now, when that killed all those people and put all those people in danger and wiped out everything they had, and the water's contaminated and they're getting sick and diseased and everything else, here come help. The United States come in with all everything they need. Here come other countries with everything they need. They wouldn't let nobody in.
Wouldn't let them in there, Brother Copeland.
Now, if that's not a picture of the devil, Bill Winston, I never saw one.
When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn.
Well, now, isn't that what he tries to do every time the blessing breaks out? He starts trying to stop it. He starts trying to keep you from taking it in there. But he ain't got what it takes, man. He can't stop what God's doing now in this earth.
Oh, we are ambassadors for Christ.
I love that, man.
Isn't that a powerful thing?
I love that. Yeah.
Goodness. We just... I put something down here. Suffering is because the church has not yet subdued, with the kingdom of God principles, this place in the earth. And many times we look at that place and there's a... But somehow we've got to pray. We've got to be about our Father's business and get into these places. Now, I know this guy's wicked and so forth, but I'm telling you, Brother Copeland, the Bible says the heart of the king is still in the hand of the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. And particularly if his people will take authority over the spirits that are driving them.
That are driving them, man. And they're just driving that whole thing and got that thing oppressed. Well, that's the wicked. They walk in darkness.
My gosh. Praise God. Well, we're learning some good things here. Brother Bill and I'll be back in just a moment.
From the moment the world discovered an empty tomb, mankind's access to divinity no longer knew walls or boundaries. And in the new series, Understanding Our Divinity, Kingdom Mentality, Pastor Bill Winston outlines a central reality for every believer, that through Christ you are the righteousness of God. Divinity is in you. This series examines the practical reality of the fact that the church is not housed in walls, but in the faith-filled hearts of every believer called out to transform the world. Learn what it takes to cultivate the kingdom mentality and how that mentality will change your home, your community, and nations. Understand the divinity that is in you, placed there by the Almighty God, and fear and worry give way to courage and divine confidence. Walk this earth with a kingdom mentality and live free, knowing no lack. Understand the divinity God bestows on every believer and live every day sharing in the victory of the empty tomb. Boundless joy and abundant life.
To request your copy of Understanding Our Divinity, Kingdom Mentality, log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. This dynamic new teaching by Bill Winston is now specially priced at just $20 and is available on 4 CDs or DVDs. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Find your place in God's kingdom. Order today.
Well, you know, Brother Copeland, if I just got all those CDs and all those DVDs you're talking about, I never would spend my time doing anything else. Well, you finally catching on, man. Amen. This is the way you do it. This is the way you get it in your heart. You get it in your eyes. You get it into your ears. You get it into your mouth. And it goes back into your ears. And you get it into your eyes. And you get it into your heart. And you just continue and you grow and you grow and you grow until you're walking in the things of the kingdom of God. instead of walking into things of the world, and then when you crash, you got to jump up and say, oh, God, help me. That's not God's plan for
this
thing.
Not God's plan.
So get your hands on Understanding Our Divinity. Four-part series, four DVDs, also on CDs. But like I've been telling you, get both of them. Get the DVDs and put the whole family in front of the television and study it with your Bible and so forth, and then take the CDs and listen to them as you go about your day. Now, if you have prayer requests, let us know. We have prayer ministers in our offices here in Fort Worth. We have prayer ministers in our offices in Australia, Canada, South Africa, Europe, in England, in the Ukraine, I'm telling you, and we have connection with prayer ministers in Russia and other places. We are here for you to help you. Praise God. And Father, we pray over this radio and television audience all over the world now. The kingdom of God is at hand. Oh. And we rise up and take our place in it. And the fact that love is king in the kingdom of God. And we thank you for it and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. My goodness, Bill, this is strong stuff. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast now. And get ready for tomorrow's broadcast today. Go to the website, Bill Winston and ours. Get ready, get built up, and get into these broadcasts. Until then, you just remember what Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston told you, that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
It's like going from the shallow end of the pool to jumping into the deep end of the pool.
Jump into faith, hope, and love at the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th through 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar for six empowering days with believers from around the world. Experience the presence of God in worship. And immerse yourself in God's Word as it changes you forever. Special services also include Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school. There's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.